जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय गौरानिताय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गिरिधारी गोपाल गिरिधारी गोपाल जय गिरिधारी गोपाल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद भाई गौर प्रेमानंदे श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की श्री श्री गौर निथाई की श्री गिरिधारी गोपाल जी की श्री ललिता विशाखा जी की श्री राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ की श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रीमद ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః గోవిందాయ నమో నమః హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 6 టెక్స్ట్ 25. ఏతావద్ ఏతావద్ ఉక్త్వో పరరాం తన్మహద్ ఏతావద్ ఉక్త్వో పరరామ తన్మహద్ భూతం నభో లింగం అలింగం ఈశ్వరం అహం చ తస్మై మహతాం మహీయసే శృష్ణావనామం విదధేనుకంపితః ఏతాద్వదుక్త్వో పరరాం తన్మహద్ భూతం నభో లింగమలింగమీశ్వరం అహం చ తస్మై మహతాం మహీయసే శృష్ణావనామం విదధేనుకంపితః ఏతావదుక్త్వో పరరాం తన్మహద్ భూతం నభో లింగమలింగమీశ్వరం అహం చ తస్మై మహతాం మహీయసే శృష్ణావనామం విదధేనుకంపితః
మాతాజీస్
एतावत् दस उक्त्वा स्पोकन उपर राम स्टॉप्ड तत् दैट महत् ग्रेट भूतम वंडरफुल नाभा लिंगम पर्सोनिफाइड बाय साउंड अलिंगम अनसीन बाय आईज ईश्वरम द सुप्रीम अथॉरिटी अहम आई च ऑल्सो तस्माय अंटू हिम महताम द ग्रेट महीयसे अंटू द ग्लोरिफाइड श्रिष्णा बाय द हेड अवनामम ओबेजेंसेस विदधे एग्जीक्यूटेड अनुकंपितः बीइंग फेवर्ड बाय हिम ट्रांसलेशन देन दैट सुप्रीम अथॉरिटी पर्सोनिफाइड बाय साउंड एंड अनसीन बाय द आईज बट मोस्ट वंडरफुल स्टॉप स्पीकिंग फीलिंग अ सेंस ऑफ ग्रैटिट्यूड आई ऑफर्ड माय ओबेजेंसेस अनटू हिम बाउइंग माय हेड Purport that the personality of Godhead was not seen but only heard does not make any difference. The personality of Godhead produced the four Vedas by his breathing. He is seen and realized through the transcendental sound of the Vedas. Similarly, the Bhagavad Gita is the sound representation of the Lord. And there is no difference in the identity. The conclusion is that the Lord can be seen and heard by persistent chanting of the transcendental sound. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya, Yananjana Shalakhaya. चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन नारद मुनि एंड व्यासदेव द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड लाइक दैट श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो सो श्रीमद् भागवतम इज फिल्ड विद द चरित्र life stories of many devotees, Bhakta Charitra, which finally prepares us to study and understand and hear Krishna Charitra, the life story of Sri Krishna on this earth incarnation. So here, I'm sure you must be hearing all these slokas every day. In short, Lord appeared to in the previous lifetime he was a Dasi Putra, being cursed from Gandharva to son of a maidservant. But in that life, this boy received lot of service and association of Bhaktivedantas, the realized souls, in the middle of forest with no distraction atmosphere. And he also got to eat the remnants of the great souls. So one may be Dasi Putra, one may be highly educated, one may be born Brahmin, born Shudra or anything. If one receives the association of great souls, which is the greatest fruit of human life, Manav Jivan ka sabse bada sarvottam phal, satsang, one who receives that benediction of association of nirapeksha pure sadhus and get to serve them. More important is to serve them. And of course, bonus is to get their Mahaprasad. Then then there is no difference between Brahman or a Shudra or highly learned or an educated person. Because the soul is pure and the soul is absolute. So it gets absolute effect when it comes in contact with absolute situation in the form of association of saintly people to serve them and their Mahaprasad. So sure enough, because of that, Narad Muni in the previous life as a maid servant's boy, although a very innocent simpleton boy, he had such deep realizations. Because deep realizations are not the result of our study of scriptures. We must study of scriptures, there is no doubt. It's a regulation in our sadhana. But the realization of what you study comes by the mercy of pure devotee. What you read translates into realization only when we get to serve a pure devotee and we get his blessings. So he had received that because he was very sincere in serving his mother, in assisting the sadhu service. And that's why he was so wonderful as a small boy also. When his mother died, he did her daha sanskar in the same thatched hut in which they were living in the jungle. And that was the last attachment. Mother is already gone and the small thatched hut. So he burnt her in that only. So now he had no attachment. So he was just wandering from forest to forest, searching for Supreme Personality of Godhead, the truth, the realization. Of course, he had received, but he was searching. And sure enough, at one point of time, he sat for meditation and did tapasya. And the Supreme Lord, I want to ask you, did he give darshan to him or only spoke by sound? Did he give darshan and disappeared? Right? I'm sure he gave him a darshan for a very short time. And then darshan was withdrawn and sound remained. And that he was told that I will never be seen by you ever after this. And you will keep hankering for me. And thus you will get completely purified. So sure enough, you can imagine when the Lord appears. Devaki also could easily forgive Kamsa. After receiving so much pain of having her own 6 sons killed in front of her own eyes very cruelly by her own brother in the prison, smashed in the stone. Even that kind of agony and pain and suffering and misery was forgotten by Devaki. And that is why she could easily forgive Kamsa as soon as he begged pardon. Otherwise, how could a mother forgive such an offender? But that is the effect of the darshan of the personality of Godhead. When one gets to see or realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Forgiveness is very natural. Mitigation of material inflictions like kaam krodha is very natural. There is no attachment, there is no glue. All the glue is removed from the soul by which kaam krodha madha moha matsar get attached to the soul, get stuck to the soul. That is the power of the personality of Godhead. So he developed unlimited hankering, which is actually the ultimate medicine for the soul, for developing love for the Lord. The hankering, Rupa Goswami says in Upadeshamruta also and in Nectar of Devotion also, lauliyam, that lalasa, once we develop for Krishna, then everything is through. We have enough lalasa, but we have all the lalasa, the attraction is all for material things. But when that lalasa is converted towards Krishna or directed towards Krishna, the Supreme Lord, then everything that you desire in life is automatically on your way. Or rather, what is good for you, what is good for your welfare is on your way. So that boy was blessed with that hankering. The hankering was implanted by the Lord, by his darshan, and then by his vani. And then he was searching, he found, and he became more crazy for the Lord. And that turned him to become Narad Muni in next lifetime. This is the power of bhakti. Anybody and anybody from any walk of life can be turned into most realized Mahatma, most precious Sadhu, just by the process of Shuddha Bhakti. I don't know the shloka by heart in Bhagavatam. Aho Batash Sagariyan. I don't remember. What does it mean? One may be Huda, Andhra, Pulinda, Shudra, whatever, most lowest of category, low born, debauchee by birth. But one comes in contact with the holy name of the Lord and a sadhu, he can be transformed into most worshipable, glorious personality. Most seeked by the Lord also. Lord seeks association of such a personality. So one should never condemn a person by his physical appearance or by his birth or by his financial status or by his beauty or by his education. These are not the criteria to judge a person. One who comes in contact with the pure devotee, his whole life will be transformed. His life will be glorious and the most unwanted to the glorious. And that is the proof in Narad Muni's life. So Narad Muni is now explaining to Vyasadeva, this is my history. Such a hope-giving history. Huh? All of us know we are the living entities of Kali Yuga. We don't have much qualification by the dint of our birth in Kali Yuga at this time only. But all our lives, truly, we should be very confident about it. Not be, you know, shy because of humility in one sense. Which we should be humble. But we should be proud to say that, yes, we have received the association of pure devotees. Like Srila Prabhupada through Vani. And by our Guru Maharaj through Vapu. And by so many wonderful sadhus we come across. In the middle of the desert of Kali Yuga, we have got this oasis of pure nectar, nectarian association of sincere, hard-working devotees. Very sincere, dedicated devotees. Where do you get this fortune? Even if a fortune is there in the world, we may not be attached to that, connected with that. That is our fortune, that we have connection with such a wonderful congregation of sadhus and a pure devotee. And we have connection with Prabhupada and Bhakti Sadhana Saraswati, Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj and Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur and so many and so forth. Through Vani, we are in absolute connection with them. So that is what the point is made by Srila Prabhupada in purport. That as long as Lord is concerned, the Vani and the Vapu is not different. And here partially Vapu Darshan is there and Vani Shravan is there. So both are in one sense same. But it is said that more than Vapu Darshan of the Lord, Vani Darshan is very important. Why? Because Vapu Darshan is very flickering, like in Narad Muni's case. In Dhruva Maharaja's case also for some time he got. So many darshans we saw. Prahlad Maharaj also got Narasimha Bhagavan's darshan for a period of time, not seconds, something like that. He stayed with him for some time. But still, very limited. Huh? But the Vani of the Lord is constantly with Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj and anybody else. With us also, in Pama Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord comes first in the dream of the devotee, as a sequence, if he feels it is proper. Then he appears in the dhyana of a devotee. Then he appears in front of a devotee. And then he appears in his heart constantly, like Srila Prabhupada or any other pure devotees, who never not see the Lord. And that is mainly because of the power of Vani that they are constantly in touch with. Sri Krishna is not there now. Kurukshetra battle is not there going on now. But Bhagavad Gita is still with you. And by reciting Bhagavad Gita, you are actually associating with Krishna's Vani. Krishna is still available to you in the form of his Vani in Bhagavad Gita. You can read Bhagavatam and hearing his Katha, Krishna is still with you. So that kind of association of the Lord or appearance of the Lord is more important than hankering for his physical darshan. But that may not be possible all the time. The easiest way of purification and advancement and bliss is to be associated with the Vani of the Lord and his Lila of the Lord. But in absolute sense, Lord and his any part are not different. They are absolute. Lord's prasad is not different from the Lord. It's the easiest way to connect and understand and realize. You know, very easy to eat prasad of the Lord and feel the presence of the Lord. Second easiest way is to hear the katha of the Lord. Because that is not so difficult to analyze and philosophically, you know, do the analysis. You simply hear and you receive all the messages that you need to understand through the story of the Lord. Then there is the philosophy of the Lord, like Bhagavad Gita. It's not a story. It's a deep, deep, very nectarian philosophy. But still it takes some energy in the brain. But association of devotees and serving the Lord in the company of devotees, hearing Krishna Katha, eating prasadam, dancing in the kirtan is very easy actually. So, such a sublime thing of achieving the highest realization of bhakti, Krishna consciousness, is so easily available in these processes. So, we may not have to go through the difficult pathways. If we have inclination, we should. But we don't have to if we don't have the inclination. You can just simply chant Hare Krishna, dance in the kirtan. We don't require any qualification. We don't have to be MBBS or PhD for that. Or we don't have to be useless, illiterate personality for that. Only those who can do this. Anybody can do this. Anybody can take, offer food to Krishna with love and offer and eat as prasadam. And eat one's way back home back to Godhead. So if you are not very philosophically inclined, there's nothing to worry. Just do these things from heart. Just don't eat prasad. Honor prasad. Relish prasad. Appreciate prasad. Do you know? Like that we should anchor and so we shouldn't just keep talking while taking prasad. Just get absorbed that this food is eaten by Krishna. His adharamruta is mixed with this food. Where is the fortune? And Brahma doesn't get the fortune to eat this food. I am getting the fortune to eat the food. Let me release this to my heart's content. And then let my all indriyas will get purified when I do this. Similarly, when we chant Hare Krishna, we are actually associating the vani, the sound of the name of the Lord. If we beg the name of the Lord to appear, beg the Lord name to appear, and then we chant attentively, and then we hear attentively, this process establishes the holy name in the heart. The Lord is installed in the heart, and in that consciousness we chant Hare Krishna in the morning. Then throughout the day, it becomes very easy to remember the Lord. This does not require any high qualification of material education. Doesn't require high birth. Doesn't require beauty. Doesn't require anything. Doesn't require any Aishwarya. It just requires a desire, a sincere desire. And that if anybody has, a millionaire has or a beggar has, he will receive the association of the Lord constantly. And for such association, we should hanker. Of the Lord. Not desire that I want to have darshan of the Lord. Where are you? I'm wandering in Vrindavan. I came so many times. I never saw you. I was told that anywhere you will bump in Krishna in Vrindavan. But I never saw you. Where are you, my Lord? Fine. When the Goswamis were actually saying that. He Radhi, He Prajadevi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Shuno Kutaha. Where are you, my Lord? Are you at the banks of Yamuna? Are you here? Are you there? And Lord decided to appear to them as per His sweet will. It was not that they had that, I must see the Lord. Everybody did not see the Lord when they were hankering for that. But Madhuban did saw the Lord. He appeared. And later on, Govindji appeared to Rupa Goswami. But their main focus was not that, I must see the Lord. Their main focus was, I must be always engaged in service to the Lord. In the company of sincere devotees. So Narad Muni, that example, is that example. He developed that hankering by the mercy of the Lord. And then Prabhupada says, the conclusion is that the Lord can be seen and heard by persistent chanting of the transcendental sound vibration of the holy name. That is the ultimate benediction of this wonderful human life. To develop attachment and attraction for the transcendental sound vibration of the holy name of the Lord. Kali Kala Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Shri Krishna has chosen to come in this wonderful form of the sound of the holy name. It is so such a mercy on all of us that those people who perform millions of years of tapasya in Satya Yuga, those who perform yagyas of amazing nature, yagyas, you know, it takes years together. We do yagya in 2 hours sometimes, 3 hours, 4 hours. These yagyas take years sometimes to complete. Such opulence is required. Even after doing that, one does not get that kind of realization. By so many years of dhyan, so many years of tapasya, and so many years of deity worship and yagyas, all that after millions of years of life in these yugas is what you don't get is easily available in this particular age. In few years, just maximum 100 years lifespan, they're just chanting the holy name of the Lord. Kaler dosher nidher rajan asti ekku mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param rajait. All these sages of other yugas are worshipping this age for this one benediction. In spite of this age being full of unlimited faults. I was just traveling in train. I was just thinking, Kaler Doshe Nidher Rajan. I was thinking, there are so many situations here. Just traveling in train, I was understanding so much of karma is there. People are doing so many nonsense things, wasting their time, the consciousness. Everything is, the atmosphere is filled with bad karma. And we are just participating by default everywhere. And in through that, we are supposed to chant Hare Krishna, establish the holy name in the heart while being in that crowd which is singing something else, and you know, consciousness is so polluting. Office, road, marketplaces, wherever we are, except in temple, we all are subjected to this negative concentrated vibration everywhere around. But still, the holy name is with us. The greatest medicine, the greatest vaccine to remain uncontaminated or not get contaminated by the intense vibration around you. This is just felt by me when I was coming in the train just now in the morning. How lucky we are, how fortunate we are. That simply by chanting Hare Krishna, we can push all these negativities away from us and remain like a lotus flower. We can. It is not our glory. It's the glory of the holy name by the association of which we can experience that, you know, seclusion in the middle of the crowd. That is possible. And Narad Muni and Prahlad Maharaj, all of them say that this particular sadhus who have this kind of realization, they should not stay in the forest or in the mountain. They should come in the cities mixed with all kind of materialistic people. And by remaining, by becoming oneself in seclusion in oasis, draw them within your association. Draw them in your oasis and save them from this ocean of faults. So today we are discussing about Narad Muni. Narad Muni is such a great personality. Such a unbelievable personality and sometimes also misunderstood personality. In the material world, if you go to your family level, then actually Narad Muni means there's a laugh, you know, this Kal Lavya Narad. This is what they say. Wherever he went, he created some ruckus, some turbulence and some confusion. And he always like, Kal means, you know, some pinch he will take and he will go. But I saw in Wikipedia also, which is not a spiritual background as such, platform as such. It's just an informative platform. There also it is mentioned, although the worldly people misunderstand him as a you know, controversial personality, but still Narad Muni always did everything in service to Supreme Lord with good intention, which was spiritual intention. This is mentioned in Wikipedia also. And his personality is so powerful that although materialistically he is understood in a different way, still his purity is so powerful that still that fact comes in front that he did all these things which is controversial, so called, to serve the Lord. For example, he came to Kamsa. Kamsa had just decided not to kill Kirtiman. you can go. I don't have any danger for this first son. And I am so happy that you came, fulfilling your word. You are true Satya Vachani. I am impressed by you. Take away your son. I give Abhay to this son. That means he has just decided to not to do infanticide, not to kill a baby just born. And Narad Muni comes and instigates him to do that. So it looks so controversial. We are here, we are preaching in Bhaktivedanta Hospital and everywhere outside to prevent abortions and to not to kill babies in the womb. And this is the most heinous activity one can do, and not kill children or whatever. And Narad Muni comes and instigates him. Do you know which one is the first, which one is the eighth? Count these petals on lotus flower. Hold this, hold this, hold this. Everything can be first, everything can be eighth. Do you know what you are doing? You are causing danger for you. Don't take any risk. Narayan, Narayan. He went away. So it appears, you know, that Narad Muni is instigating. But Acharyas give explanation that so-called bad activity done with pure intention of serving the Lord and His devotees is not a sin. And so-called good activity done with most selfish, attitude is a sin. And how Narad Muni's activity is not a sin, rather pure devotional service, how it is so? Because he knew the previous history of these six boys. They were cursed by Hiranyakashipu to be killed by their own father, who was Kalanemi in previous life. This life he was Kamsa. Long story. So he knew previous history. He knew that they had to be immediately killed, because otherwise they will have to live in the material world. Their curse is only to have garbhavas. That's all. And to get killed by the father of previous lifetime. That is Kamsa this lifetime. So he had to save them from the materialistic worldly life. And he also knew the future of these children, that they will be protected and kept in Sutala Loka. And at one fine time, Krishna will come and bring them back to their mother. And they will drink the breast milk of Devaki, which was already tasted by Krishna. So they will get the Mahaprasad breast milk of Devaki. They will all be liberated back home, back to Godhead. So he knew past, present and the future of these six souls. So he took the decision to instigate Kamsa to kill them. This is Narad Muni. And he is one of the 12 Chiranjeevis, you know. He is right there from the beginning of creation. You see any Yuga story, Dwapar Yuga story of Pandavas, he is there. Prita Yuga story, Prahlad Maharaj in the womb of Kayadu, he is there preaching. Satya Yuga story of Dhruva Maharaj, he is there preaching. Valmiki Muni, also in the Treta Yuga, he is there. What a personality. Such disciples he has got. Let us enumerate. We cannot go into story of each and everybody, which we would love to. He was Guru of Prahlad in the womb. He had that transcendental realization. Hey, Indra, don't kill. Don't try to kill the baby after birth. He is a great Vaishnava. He is not the seed of a demon, becoming a demon. So he saved Kayadu from the hands of Indra, who was like trying to arrest her and keep her until the baby was born. And then he preached her. But she was like in anxiety, wondering where my husband will come and I will be relieved from here. She was not so interested in hearing what Narad Muni was saying. And the baby in the womb heard everything. So boys asked Prahlad afterwards, where do you get all this knowledge? I don't see any sadhu coming here, Vaishnava coming here in our Rakshasi Gurukul. Said, I heard from my guru, and that was in the womb. One lesson we should learn, whatever culture or induction or samskar we receive in the womb is permanent in life. Our character is made 90% in the womb only. In the 9 months life in the womb of the mother, whatever samskaras we receive are 100% received as they are. There is no discussion or argument or choice in that. So Narad Muni made him hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and that was with him, although he was a grown-up boy in his father's kingdom, in a demoniac kingdom. The effect of the association of Narad Muni through the Vani, Prahlad was not seeing Narad Muni. Prahlad was hearing his Vani only. And that Vani remained with him long term. It saved him in the demoniac atmosphere in his father's kingdom, mother's house, and Gurukul, Shanda Amarka. This is the power of Narad Muni's teachings. That Prahlad could adopt it as a baby and could defeat his own great father who was king of three worlds. He had become so fearless by the Vani of his Guru Maharaj, Narad Muni, that he could say, Tat sadhu manye suravarya dehinam. Oh, suravarya, you should go to Vrindavan. You should just give up this materialistic attachment. And what have you learned? I have learned Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. You can see the power of association in the past that Narad Muni did in the womb. Then next is Dhruva. Dhruva was completely motivated by the anger, the insult that he received from his stepmother or from his father and stepmother. So he was totally materially motivated. But Narad Muni's association completely transformed him. In fact, that kind of trembling lips and biting lips, the boy said, Maharaj, I am not interested in hearing anything else. Tell me, how do I get a kingdom or a place where nobody will ask me to leave? Baki philosophy, I am not interested. He was so motivated. That personality was transformed into a situation when the Lord appeared to him and he said, I was looking for some broken pieces of glass and I have got a diamond in the form of you. Kachaya, some shloka is there in other Puranas, not in Bhagavatam. He says, I was just looking for pieces of glass, broken pieces of glass. And now you appeared. This transformation is because of what? Because of the intervention, whatever Narad Muni did in his life. It caused this transformation. So we all should seek this kind of intervention of a pure devotee. It may be not so palatable, not so sweet, when we get that intervention. But the effect of the intervention is transcendental. It is poison in the beginning, painful in the beginning, nectar in the end, happiness in the end. So that is Prahlad Maharaj's situation. Sorry, Dhruva Maharaj's situation. The Lord was so pleased. The Lord touched his conch shell on his head. And then Dhruva started speaking eloquent poetry in glorification of the Lord. Devanta Pravish, there are 12 shlokas. So beautiful. So such mercy is available when we get intervention of a pure devotee like Narad Muni. Then we have, where is the list gone? Then we have Valmiki. Huh? Then we have Mrugradi the hunter. Each and every thing is a big story. Then we have the great Vyasadeva, who was the jnana incarnation of Krishna, the knowledge personified, the Aishwarya of knowledge came in the personification form of Vyasadeva and everything was revealed in the written form. That personality also is a disciple of Narad Muni, you can imagine. By his grace, Narad Muni's grace, Srimad Bhagavatam appeared, which we are reading right now. Vyasa Muni was completely bewildered at the bank of Saraswati, he was meditating what went wrong and exactly what went wrong was told by Narad Muni. And because of that, Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of Sri Krishna's character was appeared in Srimad Bhagavatam, as Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, Bhakta Charitra and Bhagavat Charitra both appeared in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And personality like Vyasadeva became completely satisfied. The knot of the question was resolved by Narad Muni's intervention. And we have Bhagavatam today, which we are releasing day by day, year after year, life after life. Then thousands of sons of Daksha were also disciples of Narad Muni. I must tell this story. Daksha is a Prajapati. On behalf of Brahma, he is creating 10,000 sons he created and all of them were preached by Narad Muni. Don't become grahasthas. Don't become creators. Become sadhus. This life is meant for self-realization. They all took sannyas and they went to jungle. So Daksha was quite upset. He had some plan and somebody is destroying his plan. So he had to, only thing is he had to create another 1,000 sons. And they also, Narad Muni met them and told them the same thing. And they had the same effect. They also went away. So Daksha got wild actually. He cursed him. That I curse you that you will not have a home anywhere in these three worlds. And you will not be able to stay more than 3 days anywhere in these three worlds. You have to keep moving and keep moving and keep moving. And Narada was very happy. He took this curse as a blessing. And now he can go anywhere chanting the holy name of the Lord. Right from Goloka Vrindavan to Vaikuntha to Brahma Jyoti to material world to Brahma Loka to all lokas. Anywhere he can just walk in. No visa required. Just go and do what you want to do. Tell what you want to tell. People will listen to you and they'll get transformed. So he's always traveling in Deva Lokas and all the Lokas. Whenever he wants to go to Vaikuntha, meet the Lord. What he cannot do, just imagine. He's a transcendental spaceman, space person. It is said that he was the first journalist because he would give good information to people from place to place. He would warn people, he would caution people, especially demigods. He will always go and visit and tell, this is what is happening, be careful. He had all the information. It was an actual real encyclopedia was Narada Muni actually. Of the historic facts and the present facts. And he would always visit devotees. He also visited Ravan, Kamsa and people like that also. And he also did their Kalyan in one sense. He induced them to do something which is difficult to understand. But finally it was there for Kalyan only. When he did that for Kamsa, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his incarnation was hastened, it was facilitated, expedited. And because of it, Kamsa was delivered by the hands of Supreme Lord. It was not a curse on him, it was a blessing on him. So, it may appear little controversial or it may appear as mercy directly. But whatever Narada Muni did was always blessing only. He cursed those two sons, Nalakavir and Manikriv. That you become trees because you are so inclined to be naked. Just go and become trees. And then those trees were in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj in Gokul, witnessing all the most pristine, most wanted, most attractive, most desired childhood pastimes of the Lord. They witnessed. And they got completely purified. And they got darshan of the Lord, and Lord delivered them from that position. So nowhere any curse given by any pure devotee turns into a curse actually, it turns into benediction only. Eventually, effectively, in effect, it becomes a benediction. Anyway, so this Narada Muni is a Deva Rishi. He's a Rishi amongst demigods, as his definition goes. So all the demigods and Deva Rishis, they are always eager to go to the material world and see the form of the Lord when they are born in the material world. Because in the spiritual world, the Lord is always 16-year-old youth. He is never crawling baby. So crawling baby is always sweet, right? I may not look so attractive, but if you look my baby form now, I have still got photograph. I also feel attractive. It's like the babies are very sweet, you know. Even if your photo also will see, you are very sweet when you are a child. And you can imagine when the ocean of beauty, the source of all unlimited beauty, is a baby, how attractive he must be. When Lord Ramchandra took birth, Thumakka Thumakka Ramachandra, how he would walk. Kausalya is teaching him how to walk. When Krishna is born, how Yashoda is teaching Krishna how to walk. How Rohini is teaching Balram how to walk. How sweet. And that time, at Krishna's birth, at Balram's birth, at Radharani's birth, at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, at every birth, all the demigods were there to witness the appearance of the Lord. They came in disguise, hidingly, they are hiding their identity, and came to take darshan, blessed darshan of the Lord. And all the mothers like Kausalya, Padmavati, Sachi Mata, Yashoda, and Rohini, all of them always wondering, who are these brilliant personalities? And there was no occasion to ask also. So they came and they went. So Narada Muni had that calculation that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his internal potency, is going to appear at this time and at this place. He had his whole transcendental calculation, you know. So he came all the way to Raval in this millennia and in this yuga, in this particular Dwapar Yuga. And he came and asked, is there a baby girl here? So naturally you know that baby girl was there, but she had not opened her eyes, not making any sound and not hearing any sound. So it's like in material terms, he was deaf, dumb and blind. So kind of inauspicious feeling in the heart. So they had hesitation to tell yes. So they said, no, my dear Maharaj. So there any child you have got? Yes, yes, we have son. So they presented Sudama. So he was wondering how my calculation can go wrong. So perfectly I have made. So he started going away. Then some intelligent gopis, they told, Mother Kirtida, dear King Vishwabhanu Maharaj, these sadhus are very powerful. Sometimes by their mercy, all miracles can happen. We are here crying because baby is blind and deaf and dumb. But who knows? If you tell them the truth, then some miracle can happen. Don't tell them lies. Call him back. So immediately she understood. She immediately sent gopis to call him and he was told, yes, yes, there is a baby girl born. Today only early morning we have received the baby. Baby girl in this house after a long time. So Narada Muni came running in this full condition because he knew that his calculation, how can it go wrong? So he went, he was taken right inside the Antapur where baby Radharani was beautifully lying in the cradle, you know, without making any sound, movement, anything, just absolutely nishchesht. And Narada Muni went and offered flak dandavat, sashtanga dandavat pranam. And Radharani gave him darshan of Shodasha Varshiya Darshan, Kishore Avastha, 16 year old, beautiful darshan of Goloka Radharani gave. And Narada Muni fell down again and again unconscious, seeing the most beautiful form of Radharani. He had seen the baby form also and 16 year old youth form also. And then he said, I want to see you with Ashtasakhis. Radharani said, you go to Kusum Sarovar. So it is said from Rawal to Kusum Sarovar journey, how Narada Muni must have travelled. He was simply falling, getting up, falling and getting up, tumbling, rolling and falling and getting up. He never knew when he travelled, how he travelled and how he reached Kusum Sarovar. That is totally in ecstasy. He was not in the world, not in his physical senses. He was in simply ecstasy and he reached Kusum Sarovar and there Madhavi Gopi and Vrinda Gopi, Vrinda Devi, they met him. And looking at his most sincere desire, they took him and gave him bath in the southern corner of Kusum Sarovar. As soon as that happened, he became Naradiya Gopi. He became she. And then that she, Gopi, was decorated by Vrinda Gopi and Madhavi Gopi. Very, very beautifully. And there is a lotus flower. You know, we sing the song, na? Vrindavana Ramyasthana. In that we say, Tara Madhye Hema Pita Ashtadale Veshtita Tahe Shobe Kanaka Kamala. There is a golden lotus flower of thousands of petals with eight principal petals. And that petal, that lotus Kanaka Kamala is right there in the middle of Kusum Sarovar. And there is an invisible bridge which goes from the corners to the lotus flower. So these two gopis, Vrinda Gopi, Madhavi Gopi, took Naradiya Gopi with great love by hand and escorted her right on the invisible bridge to the middle of the Hemapitha. And that time he saw all the Ashtasakhis standing on eight petals doing wonderful, loving, divine service to the divine couple Radha and Shyam Sundar. And he saw that beautiful scene, Hasya Parihasa Kori Sambhashane. And then a chamar was given to Naradiya Gopi. And then chamar dulaye ka dulabo kabe heribo mukha chandra. And you move here, you see the beautiful form of the Lord. You move here again, you see beautiful form of the Lord. And you keep doing that wonderful seva, divine ecstatic chamar seva Naradiya Gopi did to the divine couple Radha and Shyam Sundar. And witnessed this beautiful loving exchanges and loving services, you know, esoteric loving services. Such beauty, such splendor, such opulence, such sweetness, such aroma, such atmosphere. All that divinity with the presence of Lord Radha and Shyam Sundar, Naradiya Gopi experienced. Then after sufficient time given to her, then they brought her back to the same invisible bridge. And again gave him her bath at the southern corner of Kusum Sarovar. And Naradiya Gopi again regained Narada Muni male form. By the way, when when he about to he was serving and he ended his service, that time Radharani told him, "You please stay here and write about our worship, Pancharatrika Vidhi. Write literature on that." So he said, "That will take long time. Daksha has given me a curse that I cannot stay in one place for more than 3 days and I have to keep moving." So Radharani gave a very wonderful explanation and wonderful realization and the factual information to Narad Muni that Daksha's curse is applicable in the material world, in the Tribhuvana of the Brahmanda. This is not Tribhuvana Brahmanda. This is my home. Daksha's curse cannot be applied to my home. My home is transcendental. Like Yamaraj came to Jagannath Puri, you know. When he saw that crow, he touched Rohini Kunda and he became four-armed and he went back to Vaikuntha. So Yamaraj came to question, how is this possible? If a low yoni, which is the soul born in this low yoni, because of so many sinful activities, he has taken a birth of a crow, and just by simply touching a water, he is delivered. Then what do I do? What is my job description? So Lakshmi Devi, that time, who was standing with Neela Madhava on Neelachal, Lakshmi Devi said, "My dear Yamaraj, this is not material world. This is not your jurisdiction. This is out of your purview. If at all, you have nothing to do over here, no service for you. If at all you want to come here, come only for meditation and come only for tapaha." So he sat there and he established Lord Shiva and Yameshwar Mahadevi is still there, who represent Yudhishthir. So I remember that because distinctly Lakshmi Devi told, "All of you, Brahma also, all of you have your duties in the material world. Don't think you are the rulers and the creators and so forth in my kingdom, in my abode. Jagannath Puri is my abode, my Lord's abode. So you come here to do bhajan, that's all. Nothing else." So Radharani explained to him, her, that time. And then he was turned into male body. And then he just went a little bit ahead of that. Today it is only 1 kilometer. Right side Kusum Sarovar, left side a place which is called Narada Kunda. Narada Kunda resided. There was no time limitation. There was no 11-month living license agreement. There was like unlimited time. And he still resides over there. Narada Muni Bajai Vina Radhikaramana Name. He sat there, performed his bhajan and wrote that beautiful literature called Pancharatrika. What is that? Pancharatrika Vidhi? Or what is Pancharatriki? Whatever that, I don't know technically. But which describes the method of worshipping the deity of the Lord in a very beautiful fashion. It's available. Then I am reminded of beautiful stories of Narad Muni about his incarnations. Narad Muni appeared as Srivas Thakur. And that is whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, actually the one sense if you see. So as a Jiva Tattva, he appeared with Pancha Tattva. And this personality of Srivas Thakur was such an amazing personality. If you read the pastimes of Srivas Angan, it's completely mesmerizing. What kind of people were there in with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association? And not only we feel that, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself expressed about Srivas, "How can I give up the association of a person like Srivas?" When it was, that is like, I cannot just fathom the glory of Srivas Thakur. That was when Sankirtan was going on and nocturnal Sankirtan has started, nighttime Sankirtan, ecstatic symptoms, everything was going on. In that era it happened. Suddenly, the son of Srivas Thakur died. Now when son dies, and if a festival is going on in the house, what you would do? You'll stop the festival and do the other proceedings. Here Srivas Thakur goes inside and naturally the ladies were crying. There were many ladies and everybody was crying. So he said, "No dukkha, no vilap. If you want to cry, cry slowly." So what kind of instruction is this? Somebody is crying, how can I tell him cry slowly? It's an emotional outburst. You cannot just control it. It's just simply as it is, comes out. But he instructed them, "Your sound of dukkha and vilap should not touch the another room." So they were like putting cloth and crying. Imagine what kind of instruction it was. Very difficult instruction. But he was convinced that whatever life and death in Jivane Marane, I must serve the Lord. His desire is to perform Sankirtan in my house and it has to be assisted by me fully. No thing, even death cannot come in between that. And he told, and they were following the instruction. There was a dead body in the next room, and in the another room, closed doors, Kirtan was going on ecstatically. But the Lord is a Lord. Lord is a personified heart, Murtiman Hriday. Lord felt that there's something wrong today. I don't get the ecstasy. I'm feeling something is wrong here. Srivas, tell me what happened. This happened many times. Every time you would ask the host, what happened? Is there anybody here who is not supposed to be here? And then Srivas one time took out, you know, while holding the hair, he took his mother-in-law out from a basket. And he said, get out of the place. Then one time that milk-drinking brahmachari was there. So like that he asked Srivas, what happened? So Srivas was like quiet, with head down. So tell Srivas, tell, something has gone wrong, tell me. He said, my son died. Yes, your son died. Why didn't you tell me? Is your son is so dear to me. Show me where is he. So Lord came. And you know, that long story is their son was brought back and he spoke. Which father and mother are you? A lot of big philosophy was told and then he went away. But what is significant in this whole story is, there's something called as Manogat, you know. Lord is expressing his Swagat. Swagat means what he feels, he's talking. So he went aside in the drama also, we took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu aside of the scenario. And Lord, what Lord is saying, how can I give up the association of devotees like Srivas? Even in losing this son, they are so eager and immersed in serving me. Why the Lord said that? Because Lord was contemplating on taking sannyas already. And he said, how can I give up the company of such a devotee? Because I will take sannyas. That one line shows the glory of Srivas Thakur. How great a devotee he was. And how dear he was to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only asked him, Srivas, you have such a big family, brothers, sisters, and children, wife. I don't see you working. When do you work? So many arrangements are here. We come and dance here and so many things are there. And you have, look, it's like a normal house. Everything is going on normally. From where the money comes? Of course, this is only Shravaniya Katha. This is not Anukaraniya Katha. Please understand. This is not to be followed. So Srivas Thakur just said, I clap three times and everything happens. I only clap three times and everything happens. The Lord gave him a benediction. It's a fantastic benediction. Not to receive the benediction, but the mood and the appreciation that the Lord had in giving this benediction was simply wonderful. The Lord said, I'm so impressed with your consciousness. Not that he was lazy, you know. That is telling everybody, all of you, all grihastha should just clap. And the Lord must provide. Otherwise, what is the use of chanting the holy name of the Lord? It is not that message he was giving. But he had that faith. And with that faith, he told that fact to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, at one point of time, it may happen that Lakshmi, the emblem, the source of all the opulence, she may have to go with a begging bowl. A situation may arise in tomorrow future that she also can become bankrupt and she had to beg with a begging bowl. But Srivas, in your house, there will be never dearth of any material opulences or whatever you need. You will never have any dearth of any needs. What kind of benediction is this? Lakshmi may go bankrupt and Lakshmi may become beggar. You can imagine Lakshmi in a beggar condition. Just can't imagine also. It's an impossible situation. But Lord has given such a blanket blessing. And even if that happens, which is impossible, you will not have any problem in your house. That neither you are expecting to become opulent like any king, but whatever you need to serve the devotees will not be, there will be no lack of that. So we also have to have faith. If we are truly and sincerely and pramanik tarike se, we are engaged in serving the devotees and the Lord, please, my dear devotees, have faith. You will not have any dearth in provisions to serve them. We may not become millionaires and kingly people, but if we have desire to serve the devotees, for the service of the devotees and the Lord, there will be no dearth in our houses. This is our personal experience. when Kardama Muni had 9 daughters through Devahuti in that celestial mansion, 100 celestial years they enjoyed there, and the result in the end 9 daughters are born, and Kardama Muni was totally detached. He wanted to just leave, and he was leaving. So Mother Devahuti said, who will marry these 9 girls? They have to be found. They have to be found a great boy. Everybody should get a suitable boy. So Devahuti and Kardama Muni was thinking, what to do now? Imagine what happened that time. Brahma appeared with 9 most qualified rishis. And there itself, the wedding took place. And all the effort of finding a boy, and negotiations, and date fixing and arrangement, all that thing would take so much of time from his bhajan. So the Lord arranged Brahma to come with most qualified sons, rishis, and they all got married. So I was thinking, this is true. This happens in our life also. If we choose to serve the Lord, then all your worldly duties and kartavyas, the Lord will fulfill. Tu tere kaam mein, to main mere dham mein. This Lord is telling you and me. But agar tu mere naam mein, to main tere kaam mein. If you are immersed in chanting the holy name of the Lord, and if you are immersed in serving my devotees and myself, then it's my duty to look after your duties and to make them easy, so that your time is not wasted in doing those worldly things, and you will be interrupted in my service. Better you be engaged in service to my devotees and myself. I will look after and arrange for your so-called duties, like getting daughters married and doing so many things. And my dear friends, this is true. This is not something philosophical or theoretical or historical. This is true. This is not just true in the case of Srivas Thakur. This is true, and this will be true in case of you and me also. So, another beautiful incarnation of Narad Muni is Narayan Bhatta Goswami. He took birth in Unchagaon, which is next to Radharani's Barsana. And it's a very interesting history of about 400-500 years back. When our Goswamis came to Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, Bhugarbha Goswami came to Vrindavan, Lokanath Goswami came to Vrindavan, then Rupa Goswami and other 6-5 Goswamis came to Vrindavan. The history says that when Lokanath Goswami came to Vrindavan, it was all forest, totally unmanifest, no demarcation, only jungle, jungle and jungle. No holy place was apparently available. So they revealed the southern part of Vrindavan. You can say Govardhan onward southwards. That means in Vrindavan, all 7 temples and Gokul area, and there they inhabited Lokanath Goswami and then 6 Goswamis by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the northern part of Vrindavan Dham, Rajbhumi, it was what you call made prakat by Narayan Bhatta Goswami. All the Kamyavan area, Barsana area, Nandagaon area, Javat area, Kokilavan area, that side, beyond Govardhan, northern side. All those forests and all those beautiful deities were revealed by Narayan Bhatta Goswami. He was such a spiritually advanced sadhu or a acharya that he is the one who revealed Ladli Lal's deity. It was made by Bajranab. Bajranab has made most ancient deities. So, in the course of time when he installed, Lord's desire is such that the dham becomes manifest and unmanifest in the course of time by his sweet will, as per his sweet will. So, the deities were lost. So, one day, Radharani came in the dream of Narayan Bhatta Goswami, and in the dream, she held his hand and took him to the mountain of Bhanugad and showed the place where she was under the stone. Physically, she showed in the dream. And then Narayan Bhatta Goswami brought the Bijvasis and dug that place very gently and revealed the deity of Ladli Lal, which we are seeing today in the temple of Barsana, Sriji Mandir. And Radharani, when the deities were revealed, told him, this is very interesting, she told him that, take me to Radha Kund, where at the temple of Madan Mohanji, you will find the disciple of Sanatan Goswami, whose name is Sri Krishna Das Brahmachari. You take instructions from him and then you install me back in the mountain. And what was that time? That was the time where deities had moved from Vrindavan and they were in transit at Radhakund. All the deities. That's how we can connect that Sanatan Goswami is not there. He had already gone to do bhajan at Pavan Sarovar and at Govardhan. So Krishnadas Brahmachari was at Radhakund, where also there is a memorable temple of Radha Madan Mohanji at Radhakund. So when taking the deities, Narayan Bhatta Goswami went to Radhakund. It was a noon time. Already Krishnadas Brahmachari had done his Rajabhog Puja and there was a Shayan already. See, in our timings, after 1 o'clock, he reached. So temple door was closed and Sri Krishnadas Brahmachari was taking rest because it's only time the Pujari can get rest after doing some background work, backside work. But as soon as Narayan Bhatta Goswami reached that place, the temple door opened on its own. And Madan Mohanji started speaking to Narayan Bhatta Goswami. And the sound was so loud that Krishnadas Brahmachari got up. He woke up. Who is speaking? Who is speaking? So he came out and he saw the door of temple is open and Madan Mohanji is speaking with Narayan Bhatta Goswami. So Narayan Bhatta Goswami fell at the feet of Krishnadas Brahmachari. He said, I have been instructed by Radharani to take instruction from you. So there, Narayan Bhatta Goswami had long discussions and upadesha from Sri Krishnadas Brahmachari. And afterwards, he traveled back to Bhanugad and installed the deities of Ladli Lal wherever they are today. Then, when Revati got married to Balaram, Revati was very close friends with Lalita Devi in Uchagaon. So, after marriage with Balaram, she brought her husband Balaramji to Uchagaon to spend some time with her friend. And newly husband, she brought him to Uchagaon. So, they stayed there in the company of Lalita Devi for a long time. So there's a temple of Revati Balaram in Uchagaon. And that deity also was made by Bajranav and installed in Uchagaon in the memory of the stay of Revati Balaram in Uchagaon. And that also was lost in the course of time. So after Ladli Lal, Narayan Bhatta Goswami revealed those deities in the something called as Hees Ki Jhadi. It's a very typical kind of bush, you know, very thick bush. And that bush is still there behind the actual deities now, behind the temple. Still the bush is kept in the memory, maintained there. So he revealed the deity of Revati Balaram from there. And they are also reinstalled there in the nice temple, white color temple in Uchagaon. Another interesting thing he did. There is a culture now of Rasa Leela. And all of you go to Vrindavan Dham, you will find Rasa Leela of Fateh Krishna Ji, Fateh Krishna Mandali and many famous Ras Mandali wale log, they are very musical and they very, you know, all the Krishna's pastimes are staged by them. Not only dance of Ras Leela. Ras Leela means all the pastimes, all the stories, they do presentation on the stage. For 8 hours a day, sometimes 15 days, we have 1 hour drama and we take 3 months to practice. They are doing 8 hours drama every evening from 7 o'clock to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And that goes on for 8 to 15 days. I have somehow, fortunately, earlier days, I have seen all those. They also perform Gaur Leela in Gambira, near Radharaman Temple. Also, 8 days for 8 hours. And that too, one Mandali will perform Gaur Leela in the morning, Ras Leela in the evening. That means, morning 3-4 hours, evening 3-4 hours. Such a change of mindset you have to have when you perform two Leelas together. But that whole culture of performance of Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela, Ram Leela on the stage was established by Narayan Bhatta Goswami in Vrindavan Dham. So today whatever is going on is because of that cultural revolution Narayan Bhatta Goswami did about 400 years back. And the benefit of that, we have even Radha Gopina Temple also has Rama Festival. That is Das Leela Mahotsav. That is the staging of Krishna Leela on the stage. And then, at one point of time, the Brajvasis told Narayan Bhatta Goswami that, you know, Tribeni Sangam is very far from here. We cannot go to Tribeni Sangam, it is too far. So, can you please reveal Tribeni over here? So Narayan Bhatta Goswami is so powerful that by his power, Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati appeared there as three different streams of water. In front of eyes of the Brajvasis, those three streams came together and suddenly they entered in one well. And that well was called Triveni Koop. In Krishna Lila also, the cowherd boys and cowherd girls had told Krishna that we want to take bath in Triveni Sangam, but we don't want to go so far. Make it here only. So Krishna had revealed Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati and they had come together and then they had gone to well. The same thing was repeated in action by Narayan Bhatta Goswami. And that Triveni Koop is still there in the middle of the field. And you know something? When there is Somavati Amavasya, when Amavasya falls on Monday, that well floods. And everyone gathers to take bath there. And whenever there is Mahakumbha celebration at Triveni Sangam at Allahabad, all the Brajvasis gather at Uchagaon. Huge crowd is there all those days. And everybody is traveling to Triveni in Allahabad and Brajvasis are traveling to Uchagaon and they take bath there and they get much, much more benefit than taking bath in actual Triveni Sangam at Kumbh Mela time. Because that particular situation gives you freedom from karma and moksha. But taking bath in Triveni Koop in Braj Bhumi not only gives you freedom from karma and gives moksha, but also gives Krishna prema. Bolo Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai ho. Bolo Vrindavan Dham ki jai ho. So this is Sri Narad Muni who have been always taking variety of risk, doing controversial things, meeting demons, guiding them, questioning them, warning them, you know, pushing them to do certain things, appears a little controversial, but he is genuinely concerned with the welfare of every living entity, whether it be devotee or a demon. And he's such a personality that such a personality that even demons respect him. Whenever he went to Hiranyakashipu also they worshipped him. So he's like a free entry man. He's not like having some friends and some enemies. He's an absolute respectful personality. So wherever he went, even Kamsa welcomed him, worshipped him. And you know what Kamsa said? When he gave him advice, now I understand the importance of Guru. I understand why one should have Guru. Because when we don't understand anything, Guru makes you understand. You have made me understand. So like my Guru, he fell down at his feet. So thank you very much. So even to a demoniac personality, he invokes respect. Can you imagine? What do you expect from a demoniac personality? Harm. Something which is unpleasant. But he is such powerful, pure personality that always he has invoked respect from the hearts of most hardcore demons who are enemies of Krishna. So few attributes. One story I must tell you. Yeah, this is a very interesting story, which has been told by Tulsidas. Huh? That Narad Muni one time cursed Vishnu. Have you heard? Anybody heard this story? Yes. There are so many pandits over here. Anyways, I am on dais, so I can tell. Narad Muni one time pleased Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, see when great souls meet, na? They only give spiritual gifts. Like what gift Lord Shiva has given to his wife? Anybody knows? Radha Kripa Kataksha Stotra. See, Lord Shiva composed that and gifted to his wife. Can you imagine what kind of beautiful gift a husband can give to wife? And both of them served together for Trimasik Prata. And they attained darshan of Radha and Shyam Sundar. And by that process, both of them got eternal residence in Sri Vrindavan Dham. For them, there is no bar. For all the other demigods, only see how they come. They have to come with their vehicles, park the vehicles out of Braj Bhumi, remove chappals out of Braj Bhumi, walk barefoot to meet Krishna, only do your business daytime, no nighttime staying arrangement for you. Get out. That's the situation for all demigods. Only Lord Ganesha is allowed to stay in Kamyavan. Parvati and Shankar allowed to stay anywhere they want. and Sudarshan Chakra at Chakra Tirtha. Rest all come and go. No rain basera, only daytime. In such condition, Lord Shiva and Parvati have been given eternal residence in Brajbhumi. So this Lord Shiva, why I told you all this thing? Because when you go to a great soul, I mean, and a great soul is also approaching them, they don't give any material gifts. So Lord Shiva gave him gift of permission of performing tapasya in Tapovan. And Tapovan is there in Nasik also. This Tapovan is in Himalayas. When we travel to Gangotri, Yamunotri, we get Tapovan. So there he was given permission. Okay, you can go there and do tapasya. So Narad Muni did tapasya there. Began his tapasya there. What a worship. What a beautiful gift to receive, right? And Narad Muni was such wonderful tapasya he did that Indra got disturbed. Indra has generally many times no reason to get disturbed. Anybody does some worship down, he gets disturbed. He was wondering, why is he doing tapasya? Is he trying to look for my position? If he does so much great tapasya, then he'll become Indra and I'll have to vacate my seat. So he sent Agni, Vayu and Varun to disturb them. Agni created great fire. Narad Muni was not disturbed. Vayu created such kind of wind that when mountains can fly, such speedy wind he created. Narad Muni undisturbed. Varun Dev poured rains like anything. I was wondering how Varun Dev can pour rains. But anyway, he was reservoir of water, so he did something with water. No disturbance. They reported to Indra. Nothing is happening. He is untouched. So he sent Kamadev. And Kamadev, you know, exhibited all his tricks. And nothing happened to Narad Muni. And finally, Kamadev was unsuccessful. He also went and told Indra, no effect. Then he finished his tapasya. He was happy. And he went and met Lord Shiva. And he told, you know, I did tapasya. He developed some pride after that. And he informed Lord Shiva, this is what happened. When I was doing tapasya, Agni Dev, Vayu Dev, Varun Dev, Kam Dev, all of them came and I was undisturbed. They got defeated and they went away. And Lord Shiva is a Vaishnavanan Yathashambhu. He is the greatest of all devotees. You know, he saw that Narad Muni developed some pride. He's such a great soul, but little pride. He said, do not talk about it to anybody. Don't tell anybody. And don't tell Vishnu when you meet Vishnu also. But this Narad Muni went to Lord Vishnu and told Lord Vishnu that this is what happened with great pride. So Lord Vishnu said, be careful. Be careful. Matlab is warning and giving caution that such kind of pride is not good. Be on guard. And then on the way, see, when pride comes as a result of some good thing you do, you seva you do, some tapasya you do, some vrata you do, or whatever you do, we all should know that whenever you do such great things in life, which are like difficult for others maybe, one should never develop any pride for that, because the ability to perform some extraordinary things comes only by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, not by our own capacity. You should always have that thought in mind. If at all I did 64 rounds one day, I did Nijala for these many days, or whatever I did, is all because of mercy of Vaishnavas and kindness of my Guru. That mood one must harbor constantly in the heart while performing. Otherwise, it's very easy to develop pride for doing things which others cannot do. And Lord cautioned him. But he still didn't take it seriously. And he went. So on the way, he came across a kingdom where there was Swayambara of the daughter of the king. And it was told that if you marry this daughter, then you will become the king of the three worlds. And that girl was so beautiful. Narad Muni, that he fell in love with that girl. And he went to Lord Vishnu. And he said, my dear Lord, I want to marry this girl. You please make me so beautiful like your Hari incarnation, like your Hari form. There is one form of Lord Hari, Sri Hari. Please make me as beautiful as your Hari form. So Lord said, Tathastu. And Narad Muni went there. And you know, all the house Swayambara means what? Sometimes there's some pun is there, like, you know, you break the eye of the fish moving in the mirror and all those things. There are many difficult things. Lift this bow and put pratyancha to that. But here, the Rajakanya was going to just come with a garland and whoever she likes, she was going to walk garland. So he was also standing there. And he thought, by the blessing of Lord Vishnu, I must have become very beautiful. So she came with the garland and she was like walking from one by one. And she was like looking and going ahead, looking and going, I don't want to garland this boy. Next boy, I don't want to garland this boy. Next boy. But when she came in front of Narad Muni, she just didn't do that, I don't want to marry. But she laughed. And everybody also laughed. So Narad was wondering why they are laughing. I am so beautiful by the blessing of Lord Vishnu. I already got the blessing that I will become as beautiful as Hari. So why should they laugh? So she went ahead and I think, I don't remember whom she garlanded, but she went ahead. So he was wondering what happened, why they are laughing. So the laughing people told Hari, hold a mirror and see in the mirror. So saw in the mirror, he was a monkey actually. Narad Muni had assumed the form of monkey. So he went running to Lord Vishnu complaining, how you made me a monkey? I wanted you to make me most beautiful like you. He said, one of the meaning of Hari is monkey. This comes in story of Krishna and Radharani also in Javat. When Radharani, Krishna comes to meet Radharani in Javat with closed doors. So she says, who are you? So he says, I'm Hari. He said, there's no place for monkeys over here. There's no fruits here, trees here. Go to the forest and eat fruits in the forest for the trees. So like that, there are 4-5 descriptions. He said, I am this, I am that. One of them was Hari. And then the Vishwanath Chakra Sadhu writes there, that one of the meaning of Hari is monkey. So Lord made him monkey to understand that he should not become proud. So when he got very angry, you know. Why you made me monkey and made fun of me? I curse you that you have broken my love. No, he was already in love with that girl. He wanted to think that I'll marry her and be with her. He says, you have broken my heart. You have broken my love. Huh? You also will be having heartbreak. And you also will feel separation. Your love also will separate from you. Love means the personality. And monkeys will bring the love back to you. You'll have to depend on monkeys to bring the love back. So Lord very graciously accepted the so-called curse of Narad Muni. And then in the incarnation of Lord Ram, Sita Devi was stolen, abducted, and you know he suffered separation. And then the monkeys only came to the rescue when they helped Lord Ram to get Sita back. So this is the story of how Narad Muni cursed Lord Vishnu, how Lord also accepted the curse very gracefully. And few things I'll tell. Narad Muni has spoken all the Garga Sanhita literature. The full Garga Sanhita is spoken by Narad Muni, compiled by Garga Muni. That's why it's called Garga Sanhita. And Narad Muni is speaking Krishna's pastimes to King Bahulashwa, who is the king of Mithila, sitting and listening very beautifully. Acharya say that it's the most bona fide, elaborate Krishna Leela book. Narad Muni spoke to Bahulashwa. Now, including who were the demons in the past life, what are the histories, and every single detail of every single thing, what you and me would like to know, it was all told by Narad Muni to Bahulashwa. And last interesting thing is Nandgaon Miravanuk, that is Julus, what you call procession, which takes place on the Navami of Falgun Mas, that is Rangili Holi. Lord Krishna starts from Nandgaon in a procession, all dressed up with colorful pagadis and colorful dresses and all pichkaris and dry color, wet color, all the pistons everywhere. It's like a very beautiful dress. We also, when you see Nandgaon people coming to Barsana for playing Holi, they have a typical dress by which you can make out that they are Huriyare. Huriyare means those who are coming from Nandgaon to play Holi in Barsana. So all that dressed up, Krishna as a Nayak, you know, as a leader of the whole Huriyares. And that procession was so attractive that all demigods joined. Brahma joined. But Brahma could not disguise his foreheads. So there was a guy with 4 heads. And there was a guy with 5 heads. Lord Shiva joined, but he could not even do anything with his 5 heads. So he was there. Shukdev, the naked mendicant, he was also there. And Narad Muni also was there. Amazingly, even Putana was there. And Putana carried naked Shukdev in her lap, dancing crazily in that whole atmosphere was very crazy. Everybody was doing crazy things. And the coward boys went to Brahma and said, but they're not saying him, telling each other, If his wife wants to kiss, which face he will kiss? He's got four faces. And if he wants to speak to his wife, which mouth he will choose to speak to his wife? That kind of funny things they were talking. And then Indra also was there in the procession. And Indra was, you know, just to not make them realize I'm Indra, he was making some funny sounds with his cheeks. And coward boys were going and, you know, hitting his cheeks and creating some funny sounds. And he was also participating in that. You can imagine what kind of atmosphere must be there. All the way from Nandagaon to Barsana, this thing happened. All the demigods were disguised as the coward boys and they were going happily to play Holi. And they participated in the whole Holi festival as witness in disguise. So in that procession, also Narad Muni was there. So Narad Muni is another great soul who's allowed entry, like Durvasa Muni, Lord Shiva, Parvati, Ganesha, Chakra, to enter in the pastimes of the Lord. Parvati entered as Purnamasi. So, this is the glorious character of Narad Muni. Such a glorious character that he is allowed to participate in Krishna's Leela, Ram's Leela, everywhere, every single great Leela of the Lord. He is allowed entrance everywhere, wherever he wants to enter. And at the same time, he is a great preacher, great transformer, great savior of all the conditioned souls, and a great guru of all great gurus who became gurus later on. We have been blessed with those great gurus and their association by the mercy of Narad Muni. So how much ever gratitude we express to Narad Muni, it is not enough. But let us join hands and offer our deepest gratitude to Narad Muni for whatever he is and whatever he has done and whatever he will do and whatever he will keep doing. For all that, we will be ever grateful. Such a great transcendental personality, and we will beg mercy from him so that he can transform our heart also and give us the blessings of Sri Krishna and help us to become pure devotee of the Lord. So Narad Muni ki, Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. Thank you very much. Is there any question? Any question anybody has? Any comment? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai ho. Thank you very much.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.